Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. It's a little bit chilly, but get out in your backyard. Fire up that grill or smoker. You got to do it. You had practice on Mother's Day. Now you got this thing knocked out, and you're going to get after it. We're going to head out a little bit farther north of here up to a little place called Chase after the show, but we got a little work to do between now and then. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yes. Welcome back to the show. It is the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Heard every Saturday or Sunday, depending on the market you're in. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. You can hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. So our website's actually, it's a blog. You can leave comments, and we get more and more people asking questions and comments. We welcome you to log on and just ask a question, because it's you guys give us some really good questions, and it's kind of cool to see the enthusiasm in the Mitten State for barbecue. It's awesome. And when I think of enthusiasm, I can't help but think of my buddy Brad Schroeder from Village Motorsports. He's one of the most enthusiastic guys you'll ever meet. Welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. So all I did, Jop, was I picked up the phone and I said, Brad, I'm doing this thing during the blessing of the bikes, and it's for the troops, yada, yada. He goes, what do you want?
Absolutely. Quality guys, that's how they all respond, man.
Good operation. Gigantic store on Plainfield, just north of 96 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And he comes walking in this morning with this. What do you have here?
I have a leather riding vest. It's a custom leather riding vest. It's called Black Brand. Very, very desirable in the biker community. You know, Jop, you asked me, what we could donate that might go over well. And it is a basic black riding vest. It's ready to have all your badges, all your embroidery, you name it, put on. Instead of bringing a brand-specific one, it's a piece of personal art, so they can accessorize it however they like.
Yeah, that's really cool. That is kind of a big canvas, isn't it? It's just, Jop, I think you might want to be bidding on this.
That
baby.
Looks like that might be full-figured friendly, too. I can get into that one.
Looks like it's adjustable.
Here's what we can do. Here's what we can do for you. The one that's on display is an extra large, but we want this to be a successful event. Veterans are key not only to our business, but our community and our longevity as a society. If somebody wants to bid on this weekend, we will get them the size they need. We're going to display an extra large. We're not going to make that an issue. If you need something in a different size, get your name to the people they need it to. We'll ship it to you. If you're not in town, you need a different size shipped to you, we'll pick up the shipping tab. We want this event to be successful.
This is real leather, so I'm looking
Absolutely.
At it. It's got like these Velcro adjusters on the side, so it actually opens up.
That's after the Griffin claw and the barbecue, if you got to let the sides out a little bit. You
expansion.
Can do that.
Little
Absolutely.
Expansion. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm just thinking you could like throw your honey in there and strap her in with some Velcro.
Yeah, if you want to
ride double
close to you.
Exactly. Yeah, of course you do.
There you go.
Okay, now the cool thing about Village Motorsports and Brad in particular is I run into you at events all over the place, and you do something else for the troops. And tell us about the Freedom Cruise on June 18th.
Freedom Cruise is actually a four-day event. This is the third year that we've had it. It does take place in the greater Grand Rapids area. It's a veterans event. Great website to find the information is freedomcruise.net. The event starts on Wednesday the 14th, and the first night of the event is going to be taking place at the Deltaplex, coinciding with a big blues concert that
Which
goes on
so
weekly
fun.
Down
blues
there.
Which is so fun, Blues on the Mall.
Absolutely.
Tony Gates.
You got her.
Yeah.
And during that first night, we're going to be having a commemorative portrait given to the family of Ross Smith, who was a veteran from Wyoming, Michigan, who lost his life in service. This is the third year we've done this. In previous years, we've also given out these portraits. And then on Thursday, there's going to be events taking place in Sparta. There's also going to be events taking place in Wyoming, and we're also going to be having a big Saturday event on Plainfield Avenue.
So now again, you say it's a Grand Rapids thing, but what I saw last year was people coming from an hour and a half away to go to this thing. So
we do.
These guys on bikes, I mean,
right.
They're pretty patriotic.
Absolutely.
You look at some of these political rallies and some of these protesters coming in. I see guys right now on bikes getting ready to go out and defend presidential nominees and
Correct.
And keep the crazies away.
Right.
So There's a pretty patriotic crew there.
We send out invites in all of the local VFWs in a 5-state area, actually. We advertise it throughout the region. So when I say it's a Grand Rapids event, the majority of the events are taking place within the greater Grand Rapids area. Saturday is really the key event, though, if I can take 30 seconds. On Saturday, the 18th, we have an event that takes place at the actual Veterans Home on Monroe.
Wow.
It's a concert. It's a classic car show. It's a motorbike show. There's music. There's adult beverages. There's vendors. And every year that we've done this being our third year, West Michigan, people in outlying areas, those veterans love to see you. I've got to tell you right now, if you haven't took the time to sit down and visit with a veteran, time with the veterans, you do not know what you're missing. Not only do we owe them gratitude for what they've already sacrificed and the things that they've done, but to sit down and let them share their stories with you. A lot of these folks, it's unfortunate, have not only been forgotten by their community, but their own family. And we got involved with this the first year. You know, we knew the veterans needed help, but until you go down there and witness it firsthand and feel the firm handshake of one of these veterans and they look you in the eye and they share the story, mm-hmm. and they're brought to tears that you care enough to actually not give your money even, but your time, it's a life-changing experience, and people really, really need to take part in it.
What can we do to help you with that?
You're already doing it. Just notoriety. You being a veteran-friendly, veteran-supportive organization yourselves, you know, it starts with one and it multiplies. And continuing to do the things that you guys are doing for the Grilling Guys and bringing awareness to it, not just talking the talk. It's easy for me as a business owner to say I'm having this event, blah, 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 and maybe the veterans will spend money with me. That's not the case at all. If you truly have a soul and you have a heart, if you come down to that veterans home on Saturday, if you miss all the other great stuff going on during the Week of Freedom Cruise, come to the veterans home on Saturday. And if you don't leave there either a changed person or reminded of how grateful you were in the past, maybe because of life circumstances, you forgot how we all have arrived where we are,
it'll bring
you back to reality real quick.
Jop and I have kind of fallen down. A couple years ago, we went in there on like a couple days before Christmas with a case of beer and a box of cigars, and those guys loved it. Every guy got like a beer and a cigar, and you know, wow, that little thing for a 80 year old guy was just wonderful. A good cigar.
Bob, I don't want to step out too far on the limb, but we ought to take some barbecue down there. You know what I mean? That's easy enough for us to do.
It'd be easy to do.
And, you know, I don't know how many people are there. I don't know how many we can feed, but we certainly can bring enough that everybody get a taste. You know what I mean? And for us to throw 100 pounds of meat at that thing, that's not too hard. I don't know, Brad, if that's even appropriate. But
absolutely,
you know,
it is.
It's something that
barbecue is always appropriate.
Well, I understand.
No, absolutely.
Vendors that were selling it or what? You know, that's something we could do.
If we have a vendor that's into it for just the business gain of it and not into it for the greater cause,
he's got to go.
He's got to go.
Right, I get it.
Yeah,
I just didn't. You know that. Like I said, I just stepped out, but.
We'll
talk more about that because that's easy enough for us to pull it off, and any little bit we can do to help is a great thing, man.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Okay, on the next segment, we've got a fella that's pretty good at barbecue too, and if you want to get some barbecue right around Grand Rapids, we'll be talking with Ben Rietsma. But Jop, I just got to throw a little plug in for some people who are going to be helping us this afternoon. We've got some old friends of mine that I want to give a shout out to. Julie O'Neill, Sue Chris and Karen Allers, and my wife Maureen. We got these good looking ladies.
You got barbecue babes coming.
Good looking ladies that are going to be coming around helping you loosen up your wallet a little bit to maybe bid on this nice leather vest or some horseshoe barbecue gift certificates. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Who can say no to a brown-eyed girl? I can't.
I've been there, done that, yeah. you know what? Where is that all happening? That's happening at Chase Creek Smokehouse, which is on US 10 in the little burg of Chase, just west of 131.
Yeah, and the other shout-out has to go to Snap Fitness because of Snap Fitness and what they're doing for me. I get to wear some new blue jeans up to the event today, so I'll be maybe wearing a little bit smaller shirt, and I won't be feeling quite as flabby as I used to. Snap Fitness all over Michigan. Get a card, get a membership, go in there, get it done.
Coming up next, we got a big reason for you to get a Snap membership because Ben Rietsma from Horseshoe Smokehouse will join us. I can smell the cue in the studio, and we're going to give it a try. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.